speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
When did God create Eve? It appears that God created Eve after the creation week. If you will turn to your scripture from the book of Genesis chapter 1, we have the creation week that takes place here, the 6 days of creation. To begin with, God created the earth for mankind. It's interesting as you look to the days of creation. Each day was created not only in a sequential order, but each day in a sequential order is presented for yet a greater day. Taking into consideration day 1 was created with day 4 in mind. Day 2 was created with day 5 in mind. And then day 3 was created with day 6 in mind. As God was creating, He was creating in a very particular process for mankind to be brought forth, which man is the pinnacle in all of his creation. And therefore, I conclude is that the earth was certainly, without any question, created for mankind, our existence, and our being able to dwell upon the face of the earth. The Scripture also identifies from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and following, is that God formed both man and woman. Adam and Eve were created on day 6. Along with them, all the beasts of the field. It's interesting, and I'll kind of throw this in as a side note, even the dinosaurs would have been created during this time frame, and therefore man and beast would have dwelt here upon the face of the earth together. It's not according to what we find with atheist and evolutionary concepts. Note, though, what I'm pointed out here in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. When God said, "Let us create man after our own image, according to our own likeness," God is not just speaking in reference to Adam. Friends, He is speaking with reference to Adam and Eve. In this, He was creating mankind according to His image. And He placed within man a soul to dwell within mankind, man and female alike. The Scripture then goes on to identify unto us from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through verse 3, is that God rested on the seventh day from all of His work. I remember hearing a story in regard to God resting. A young child asked the mother, "What does it mean that God rested?" And the mother asked the child, "Well, what do you think it means that God rested on the seventh day?" And the child says, "Well, He'd worked for 6 days, surely He needed a rest. He was tired by then." The word "rested" there in the Hebrew language literally means to cease. God has ceased His work on the seventh day. In 6 days, He created everything that was created from a creation standpoint. And therefore, nothing else has been created since that time. Therefore, we would conclude that Eve was created alongside Adam there on day 6. Liberal critics, with their liberal theology, though, assert that there are two creation accounts. And they say that Genesis chapter 2, where that Eve is mentioned in the context there of being created, is that there's another creation account there where that she is brought forth. Note the context there of Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 and following. Adam is given responsibility to name all the animals, and as he's given name unto the pairs of animals as they come to him, Mr. and Mrs. Giraffe, Mr. and Mrs. Alligator, Mr. and Mrs. This and that, it dawns on him, there's not a companion suitable for me. And it's at that time then, God causes a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and God forms Eve from the dust, from the side or from the rib of mankind. She's taken from man to reform, to create this beautiful creature that would serve as a companion or a helpmeet for mankind. We need to understand that as Moses is recording this, and he is recording it on the behalf of God, speaking God's Word, and as he is writing these things down, he is writing from a historical perspective. You say, "Kevin, what do you mean by that?" He's not necessarily given things in a sequential order. Chapter 2 should be seen as a sequel to chapter 1 that offers greater detail in regard to the creation areas under consideration of chapter 1. We've been looking at some of this as we've been studying various books of the Bible. take into consideration as we're studying from the book of Hosea. This morning in that study we said that chapter 4 is not stated in a sequential order. Why? Because in that context God is charging Israel, and also He's identifying concerning Hosea, charging Gomer with sins for a second time. And he would not have done that. Why? Because in chapter 3 he says, take again this individual. Would he tell Hosea to take again this lover who has been the lover of another? And then tell him, don't drop the charges against her. God wouldn't do that. He doesn't operate like that. So we know that chapter 4 of Hosea was not given in sequential order. We've said, as we study from the New Testament, is that things sometimes are not given in a sequential order, and we're going to look at things from a probable sequential order as we're trying to lay those things out from a harmony of the gospel standpoint. Well, the same principle needs to be applied then as we're considering Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2 is not another creation account, but rather it is a sequel that gives greater detail in regard to the things that happened in the 6 days of creation.